think that worked on his girlfriend? The last, well, the almost last piece, the big piece on the program, is a sonata by Beethoven. Now, if you're not familiar with Beethoven's sonatas, and you love classical music, then you really ought to be. It's some of the staples of the repertoire, especially for pianists. All pianists try to work their way through a number of these sonatas, and I realized this summer it had been 18 years since I'd learned a new one, so I thought I'm a little bit overdue. I'm not like Camille Saint-Saëns, who at the age of 10 had all of them memorized. I'm not that good. So I'm still working on my first set of getting all 32 done. One of these years I'll get around to it. Anyway, delightful sonata. This is an early sonata. It's in D major. It's opus 10, number 3. At this time, let's see, Beethoven was in his early 20s. He was in his mid-20s. He had moved to Vienna from Bonn. He had sort of established himself. He hadn't written his first symphony yet, so he wasn't the talk of all Vienna. So he was establishing himself as a musician. He actually wrote the set of three sonatas. I'm only playing one. The Opus 10 set, he wrote them on spec for one of his patrons, dedicated it to his wife, got a horse as a gift. That's all the trivia I know about that piece. So anyway, the sonata is in four movements. The first movement is in sonata allegro form. If you don't know it, you're not going to learn it tonight, but just suffice it to say, there are some big themes that play out in the beginning. You'll know when the first section ends because I'm going to turn the page back. I'm actually going to do the repeat at the end of the first section, which I normally wouldn't do, but for the balance of the music, I think it warrants playing through the A section again, which is indicated in the music. So I'll be doing the repeat. That's the first section. Then there's a sort of a small bridge section, and then the themes come back sort of intertwined in a new way at the end. So that's the first movement. The second movement is slow and sad. How do I know this? Because it says slow and sad.
Sure.
In Italian, actually. It's a just beautiful piece of music. I hope you enjoy it. And then the third movement is minuet trio form. The minuet, it's in three, right? It's a dance. So there's the minuet, and then I play the trio bit, and then I go back to the minuet, so you'll know about that. And then the last movement is called rondo, which means that there's going to be a theme that's going to keep coming back. And you'll know it. It's very distinctive. So sonata number 7 in D, opus 10, number 3 by Beethoven.